Welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. The University of Virginia basketball coach Tony Bennett left his heart. Whether it was burnout or that freight train of massive changes, for good or bad, in college sports, Virginia basketball coach Tony Bennett announced his retirement last week. No, Tony Bennett is not related to that singer of the same name. This Tony Bennett is the 55-year-old highly successful men's basketball coach for the University of Virginia. The Cavaliers were winners of the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship back in 2019, and the team has been dominant in the always tough Atlantic Coast Conference for the past 13 seasons. Coach Tony Bennett's teams at UVA featured, being kind of nice here, deliberate offensive schemes and very tough man-to-man defenses. Outside of a few fast break opportunities, his basketball teams rarely took a shot at the basket with more than 5 seconds left on the shot clock. Most opponents would rather visit a dentist than have to play against the slowdown offense and defensive pressures of Coach Bennett's teams. UVA annually held their opponents to the lowest point total that they would have all season. Though many fans hated this throwback style of basketball in today's run-and-gun era, it was quite successful for Tony Bennett during his entire coaching career. The University of Virginia's basketball teams during the Tony Bennett years were pleased when holding the final score to under 60 points for the winning team. That's because Virginia won more than 90% of those contests. Tony Bennett transformed the University of Virginia into a national powerhouse in men's basketball. After coming to the University of Virginia in 2009, Coach Tony Bennett's teams have won 6 ACC titles and captured 30 or more wins in 4 different seasons, including that 2019 National Championship team. The ACC features some of America's premier basketball programs, like Duke, North Carolina, NC State, Florida State, and Miami. Tony Bennett captured 2 National Coach of the Year honors while he was at University of Virginia in 2015 and 2018, and he was a 4-time recipient of the ACC's Coach of the Year Award. He posted a 364-136 record at Virginia and guided the Cavaliers to 12 consecutive postseason appearances. Coach Tony Bennett surpassed the late Terry Holland to become UVA's all-time winningest basketball coach. Now, after winning that national championship in April 2019 with a 36-3 record, UVA has started to slide, though. They've gone 23-7, 18-7 during the COVID year, 21-14, 25-8, and then 23-11 last year during the 23-24 season. Coach Bennett agreed to a lucrative contract extension, though, this summer, which was intended to keep him around the campus through the year 2030. When he signed the contract a few months ago, Tony Bennett seemed happy. He said, quote, "I love UVA, and it's always been a special place for me and my family. My staff and I look forward to adapting to the new landscape of college athletics. We'll continue to build one of the best basketball programs on and off the court without compromising the values of our university." Even before signing that contract extension, Tony Bennett was having some doubts, though. It was already hard enough to recruit the top players to come to Virginia and play Coach Bennett's old-school type of basketball. It took 7 years before Virginia signed its first ever McDonald's High School All-American player, Kyle Guy, back in 2014. Many of the top high school basketball players prefer to play for wide-open offensive teams in college in order to add some gaudy stats in hopes of impressing the NBA scouts. When you're playing for Coach Tony Bennett's Virginia Cavaliers, the team's top scorer rarely averages more than 15 points per game. Plus, Virginia's relentless defensive pressure requires more work and effort on that end of the court than many of today's top players are willing to give. Coach Tony Bennett's unique system requires a few years of experience for most of his players to learn to shine on the court in that system. And that simply does not translate into today's increasingly mobile NCAA transfer portal and that cash-driven NIL environment. Virginia's Tony Bennett had no trouble convincing talented basketball players that they would receive a great education and compete for ACC titles while they were at Virginia. However, more and more players had become reluctant to stick around long enough to excel at running Coach Bennett's complicated offensive and defensive schemes. If the player's next goal was to jump into the NBA as soon as possible, Coach Bennett's system is totally unlike any of the offenses being run by those high-scoring pro basketball teams. Virginia's basketball team has finished in the top half of the ACC standings in every one of the last 13 years. However, it's become much harder to maintain that standard of excellence in this current era of frequent transfer portal moves, with some players changing schools every year, and the increasing NIL cash offers coming toward athletes. Coach Tony Bennett's father has always been a big part of his son's life and career. The longtime men's basketball coach at Wisconsin Green Bay, Dick Bennett, was also known for his team's tough defenses and low-scoring offensive output. After Tony graduated from high school, he could not wait to play on his dad's college basketball team. Tony Bennett became a four-year letterman for the Wisconsin Green Bay Phoenix, and he averaged nearly 20 points per game over his entire college career. He was also a two-time academic All-American. Tony was selected with the 35th pick in the 1992 NBA draft by the Charlotte Hornets. After three seasons as a role player in the NBA, though, the younger Bennett eventually joined his father's coaching staff in Wisconsin and then later at Washington State. When Dick Bennett decided to retire as the head coach at Washington State in 2006 at the age of 63, it was his talented son Tony who was tapped to assume the top job for the Cougars. In his first season as the head coach, Tony Bennett led Washington State to a 26-8 record and a third seed in the NCAA tournament, which was the school's first trip to the tournament since 1994. The younger Bennett was named the AP National Coach of the Year in 2007 while at Washington State, and he became the nation's hottest young coaching commodity.
Yes!
Tony Bennett was offered jobs at places like Indiana and LSU, but his wife, ironically a native of Baton Rouge and an LSU graduate, helped to convince him that the job offer from the University of Virginia seemed like the best fit for their family. So why did Tony Bennett retire from college basketball at the age of 55? Let's fast forward to last week's surprising retirement announcement by men's basketball coach Tony Bennett at the University of Virginia. He said that one of his considerations for retiring right now was to spend more time with his family, including his 81-year-old father and mother. He said, quote, "I love my wife Laurel with all my heart, and we're going to find out if she loves me with all her heart, because I'll be around a lot more. I want to be a better dad to my daughter Anna and my son Eli. My parents are both 81 years old, and I don't want to live with any regrets. Just to be around them, to be a better friend, a better brother for my sister." For now, Coach Bennett is going to take a well-deserved sabbatical. His wife told a reporter that Tony made a deal with her not to commit to any type of new job for the next year so that he can fully unwind and assess his future. He does, though, want to lobby college basketball's governing bodies to try to institute a true shutdown period during the offseason of at least 1 month or more so that college coaches and potential recruits will not have any contact with each other. Otherwise, Tony Bennett expects that we will see several more top coaches retiring earlier than expected in the coming years. Coach Bennett recently confided to a CBS sports reporter, saying, "Now that I'm not in it, I can say this. It's too much. You go from the moment the season ends, you're trying to fill out your roster, and you're in there and you gotta go, go, go. You gotta be on campus, and the season's already long enough, whether you're in the tournament, the moment it ends, you're right back away trying to rebuild your roster, and you're in there, and it was 2 months of insane work. You're just going, going, and going." Yep, sounds like he needs a break. Tony Bennett told the assembled media last week that he was leaving the Virginia basketball program to a trusted assistant coach. Associate head coach Ron Sanchez, who's been on Coach Bennett's staff at both Washington State and Virginia, is going to take over the head coaching responsibilities for this upcoming season. The now ex-coach of the Wahoos acknowledged some of these stressful issues in college sports today. He said on Friday, quote, "I think it's right for student athletes to receive some revenue. Please don't mistake me. The game in college athletics is not in a healthy spot, though, and there needs to be change, and it's not going to go back. I think I was equipped to do the job here the old way. That's just who I am." And he's right. Tony Bennett's style of play demanded talented basketball players who were willing to sacrifice their personal stats for team victories. His coaching style made it difficult to find the right type of college basketball players long before the advent of today's relatively new transfer portal and NIL payments for players. Today, college athletics seems to me like a rent-a-player world. The top college basketball players are not likely to commit to sticking around long enough to learn and then later excel at Coach Tony Bennett's unique basketball system. So it's either the coach or the players that had to change. And when I described Coach Bennett's sudden retirement to my lovely wife this morning before doing this story, she said, "It sounded like you were asking a top rock star, Coach Bennett, to start playing country music." Well, could he do it? Probably so. But would he like doing it? Absolutely not. Best of luck in your sabbatical and coaching retirement, Tony Bennett. I really enjoyed watching your UVA basketball teams cause the opposing coaches and players fits every year as they try to adapt to your team's style of play. But after taking a well-deserved rest, perhaps you will indeed become instrumental in leading some improvements to college basketball so that the coaches, players, and us fans will have a more enjoyable product soon. I'm Swamp Swamy.